You are listening to EP Culture Beat, the underground source of El Paso, Texas.
Drive over here.
You know where the headstand is?
Yeah.
I live on that street. Cool. So but yeah, I was coming from work. I work all the way out there, kind of by the outlets. It's like a warehouse. I'm a forklift driver.
Cool.
So yeah, I got home, picked up some shirts from Fivike. You know, they're a little local shirt place and sticker place.
Oh, what are they called?
Fivike.
Fivike?
Fivike. It's kind of, I think it's a German word. It sounds German.
Oh, cool.
But,
yeah, that's what you were telling me that you're coming from.
They were supposed to have it ready on Wednesday. So, you know, it was just that nice surprise today. I was over there taking like a big pallet worth of TVs to a spot. And all of a sudden you just get that little ring and it's like, oh, your shirts are ready today. I was like, oh, hey, now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I got home and started separating them really quick into the large and mediums. And I'm like, oh, shit. I got me a little quick interview with EP Culture Beats.
Cool.
I rushed over here.
Cool. And those shorts and those shirts.
The shorts. I should start getting shorts, huh?
Get shorts.
Mm-hmm.
But those shirts are for a upcoming show. They're merch for an upcoming show that you're doing.
It's going to be for an out of town show in Irving, Texas. Mm-hmm. It's going to be by it's called like Music and Religion of Music and Love.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, sorry, let me go ahead and put this on vibrate. But
before you go on, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people listening out there.
Oh, hello. My name is Boosty. And if you haven't heard of me, I'm the guy in overalls who rolls his eyes back. And if you hear something about a conjuring, that usually means that I'm going to fog up somewhere. I'm going to fog up a place somewhere.
I'm going to fog you up.
Yeah, I'm going to fog you up somewhere. So. But the good thing is that people are into like electronic cigarettes, so they're already used to that kind of fog.
Yeah. Before we go on, please subscribe and share. Thank you. But yeah, you're going to do this show in Irving.
Irving, Texas. Yes. Right outside of Dallas. It's going to be my first time traveling out there. I did a tour like 2 years ago, and it was just like for 5 days, but we went to like Houston, Humble, Texas, San Antonio, Austin, you know, Santa Marcos, but nowhere near up there, like by Dallas and
very
stuff.
Very Texas-y, though. Dang.
Oh, yeah. It was a Texas faded tour. Yeah. That's what Brother Phobia, the Prophet, and DJ Dash called it. So, yeah. So, I've never been to, like, upper part. So, I was telling my friends, I was like, eesh, I hope I don't run into any tornadoes along the way. Because knowing my silly ass, I'll probably be like recording it. I'll be like, oh, this is going to be a perfect TikTok. And then before you know it, I go flying in the I'll be like the cow in the movie Twister.
I actually saw that movie recently. It's really, really good.
Yeah, dude, Helen Hunt really is the shit in that one.
Besides that show, who you're doing with...
I'm going to be going out there with Mia and Tifa and Love Street.
Yeah, what else is new? Besides that show, because that show is this Saturday?
It's on Friday. So
this Friday.
I'm going to take off on Thursday.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So you're traveling soon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was all like, am I going to get these shirts soon?
Cool.
So Wednesday is my last day at work for the week, and then boom, get in the van and take off, you know. But I released a new music video recently. It's called Vuelve.
Yeah. And Return in Spanish.
Yeah. And, you know, funny thing about that, have you ever tried the Clamato, Vuelve la Vida?
No.
It's delicious. And I guess, you know, Clamato has different ones, the Cubano and all that stuff. So they have one that's called Vuelve la Vida. And I was drinking a lot of that during the summer and stuff like that, you know. So
sounds fun.
Yeah. In the chorus, I even say that, Vuelve la Vida. I just couldn't finish the Vida because it didn't work with my setup.
On your Spotify, you released as a 5-track.
Yes. Well, on Spotify, I have like other songs on there. Mm-hmm. So, no, I released just one song. That was my new one for 2021. But I have a song that I made last year, which is called Faceless.
Yeah.
Which I also do have a music video for. And then I have some older songs on there as well. So, right now, my Spotify has like a few songs on there. But
what was your main inspiration for Vuelve?
It was just, you know, just the year, just going through what you go. Because
you recently released this, this video like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, just the inspiration itself, I was working on that for like 3 months. But then I'm the type of artist that I don't like to spend so much time on something. Mm-hmm. So I got to a point where I was like, oh, righty, it's just time to release a song. There's only so much I can do for this now. Let's release it. I was only going to do like one of those promo looping videos for it. But when I went out there to Juarez, I went out there to buy some merch, some shirts. And of course, you know, I'm like, well, I'm going to go to a new place. I'm going to take my camera with me. You know,
what shop did you hit up?
It was ATM Plutarco.
Cool.
That's what they're called.
And what do they do?
Just printing, you know, printing shirts. I don't know. They do banners, but like stickers and stuff like that. And yeah, they were awesome. And so... I mean, I direct my own music videos, so wherever, if I'm going to go somewhere new, I'm going to, you know, take my camera with me and see what kind of footage I can get. Because sometimes something you record today, you might use 6 months from now, like pretty much what I just did with this music video. So
stock up that footage.
Yeah, stock footage, man. Got to do that Ed Wood stuff, you know. So when I take off to Irving, you know, you bet your booty that I'm going to be taking my camera with me and, you know, recording on the way and see what I find.
Do you always have a music video in mind when you release a new song? Like, is that always a plan for you? Because I was going to ask about this later in the interview, but you're on YouTube and you release a lot of stuff on there.
Mm-hmm. I've kind of gotten into just quick looping videos. So, like, just a quick 9-second loop, just do something trippy, and then just have the song playing. So, like I said, I was going to do that for Vuelve, but... they just ended up, I'm like, oh, let me just turn it into a music video. But I don't really think about it when I'm making the song. I mean, if it feels really, really good, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to invest some time in this.
Yeah.
But like, for example, Vuelve, I was just kind of like over it. I was just like, all right, let's just get this song out because there's this other beat I want to work on already and I just want to get that going. So I was just going to do a looping video. And then when I got the footage that for the looping video, I was just kind of like, huh, well, I have this other footage over here. Might as well just... make it happen, you know.
So what did you say the inspiration was mainly?
Lyrically, you know, it's just its own little personal stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, visually, when I was out there in J-Town, I got to say, like, I came across just different people performing on the streets. And, oh, my gosh, that was just something I had to showcase because that's pretty much me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get to the point where it's like, what am I going to be doing? Like, am I going to really be busking at the age of 50 or something, and then I see some like 70-year-olds out there busking and just having a good time with their mixer plugged in and chilling on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, Stevie Ray, I think you are gonna have to be that 70-year-old busking out there. So I saw that and it was just fucking wonderful, man. I was just like, wow. It was very inspirational creatively, you know.
So besides the drink that you mentioned, which was called what?
Vuelve la Vida. Yeah, yeah.
And that's by what?
Clamato.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, and they have like a little tentacle, or like an octopus tentacle in the picture. So I'm assuming there's something that is, you know, related to amphibious things.
My connotation, what I was thinking was that you called it Vuelve because, you know, the pandemic. And then you released this a few weeks ago, kind of like you're returning to doing stuff actively.
Mm.
Kind of like, I thought you were referring to people coming back to doing stuff again.
Mm.
But
well,
I guess I was way off.
Oh, no, well, honestly, you know, sometimes you create something and then you put it out there and someone else has a better interpretation of it. So I'll probably go with that. I'll probably start saying that that's what that means.
I would call your sound like mystic wave.
Mm.
Like, it's synth and drum beat driven. And, like, it sounds eerie, but, like, you also go into, like, lighter places, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it always sounds like a interesting journey, you mm-hmm. know?
I try to make
Would that be appropriate? Mystical?
You know
mystical
what?
Wave?
I'm always looking for something to make my genre, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I just recently just went basic and started calling it just electronic music with some hints of industrial. But that's even, like, still scattered.
Yeah.
So I like what you're saying. Mystic wave. Ooh. I think we're going to have to go with that.
Shaman wave.
Ooh. Well, I do.
Something like that.
That's what The Conjuring is about, my brother. The Conjuring is about tapping into the spirit. You know what I mean?
I like how you call your performances conjurings. Like, mm-hmm. every time you put out a flyer, every time you're about to do something, you call it a conjuring. Like, what made you call your performances that?
I'm a very spiritual person. So in my mind, you know, the mind and body, yes, that's who we are at this point in time. But the one thing that's guaranteed to us is death. You know, the physical self will always deteriorate. And the mind and body in my world is kind of determined by society, what kind of family you grew up in, what kind of tradition you're around, blah, 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 blah. But the spirit is infinite, and I believe that, you know, no matter what happens, you always return back to your true essence, which is the spirit. And that's what conjuring is for me. Like, during shows, I try to tap into that spirit, my spirit.
Mm.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, they say we're all one, blah, 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 blah. So I try to tap into that. You know, the eyes roll back. I get lost in it. You just see me doing some weird shit because I feel that that's my spirit just dancing, you know?
Yeah, you have a very specific look. The overalls, which you're wearing right now, which is pretty cool.
Mm.
The long hair and the clouds of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you come up with all that? How'd you put all that together?
My long hair has always been there. The overalls, I just literally, like, in 2015, I just hightailed it to my old man phase. And I just told myself, you know what? I don't want to bother with wearing belts or having to choose what shirt you have to put on. So I just started wearing overalls. It was just the easiest thing to put on. Like I said, I hightailed it to my old man phase. And, you know, as soon as I got my project going, I was just all like, well, let's just go with that, you know. It's what I had in store. So as far as the contacts, you know, I was always into the idea of, you know, some nights before, you know, I got my project going, it would be like, you know what? I'm in the mood for having blue eyes today.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I'm in the mood for having green eyes. And what was funny is that at the end of the night, every time I would take them off, you would look at your brown eyes and you're just kind of like, those brown eyes are fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes you just need to get a little taste, something different. And so I got my project going and it was just like, all right, let's just fucking make it an amalgam of things.
And the smoke machine?
I've always been into fog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, fog machine just makes everything better, no matter where you're at. And if you can actually make it work, you know, and combine it and time it. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't get to do my full performance for the Synthador show, which he got down.
Yes,
Synthador was awesome.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed his set.
If you're enjoying this interview, please subscribe and share. Thank you.
You got down too, man.
for the four songs that I had to cut it to. I had 10 songs planned for that night, but you know, what are we going to do? But anyway, so if you would see some of my performances, I usually have it timed and everything. I know exactly where I want my fog to come in and whatnot. I'm such a control freak, you know?
you strike a very specific image, and part of the performance is, you know, image. What made you, like, start keeping that in mind when you do your performance?
I've always, like, been into reading books on psychology and what works, you know, how just ourselves, you know, what we like to see, you know. Sometimes, you know, there's random things that you like to watch and that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes there's some stuff that you're kind of get excited for when they you just know that, all right, this is the product that someone's going to bring out. So I've always been mindful of that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everything happened organically. Gradually, you know, I started seeing like, oh, okay, well, this is cool. This works. Oh, I'll just turn this movement into a, you know, make it part of this section, that mm-hmm. section. So, yeah, it just happened organically. And I'm really into wrestling. So that's, you know, psychology in wrestling
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
You know, they come up with, all right, pal, you know, you got to have your intro song, your certain lights for it. And that's yeah. what determines that character. And, you know, whenever you see a certain light or something,
it's a certain look.
Yeah. Or Power Rangers, you know, yeah. when you see a certain spark, oh, it's the White Ranger. Oh, it's or Batman, you know, yeah. when you see a certain. Even Fog, Batman uses the smoke bombs, yeah. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just that kind of mentality, you know, I was an only child, so I just grew up with having to create your own imagination, so yeah.
That's the key term here, it's imagination. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of imagination in what you do.
Mm. Creating my own world.
What's your songwriting process like?
I usually try to work on the beats first. And as soon as I get that nice and ready, you know, I'll do the beat. And then after I have like at least, you know, 3 minutes worth of the beat, then I just, you know, try to use the music theory. All right, what chord am I going to use? And what chord am I going to milk, really? And, you know, fuck with my synthesizer and just, you know, find the bass line, find the trippiness into it. And then hopefully along the way, I'll find a melody. And so I usually try to create a melody first before I start writing lyrics.
Yeah.
But so that's what I usually go through, you know, like that's the process. But I'll always the beat first, you know, because, you know, can't have I haven't gotten to that point where I can just write something and then, OK, I'm going to make a song out of these lyrics.
Have you released a album or EP?
I released an EP in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 8 songs, but I kind of started getting into more the singles. You know what I'm saying? Because now I look at it and I'm like, okay, well, if I'm going to invest myself into one song, I want to make sure that I can make a music video to it and promote the shit out of it and just make that one song its own little vibe, its own little feeling. So I haven't really gotten back into the whole like, all right, let's just lock ourselves up and do like a 5-song EP or whatever, because
yeah.
I get too excited and I'm all like, all right, you know what? This one song, I just want to focus on that. And
so far, mainly the music making is all you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Video production is me. The music production is me. Like, yeah, I try to just do everything, wear a bunch of hats.
Like I said earlier, you have a YouTube channel and you're very active on it.
Mm-hmm.
You have very interesting music videos and even the audio onlys have cool visuals.
Mm-hmm. Those are the looping ones.
So that's all you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
How long does a video take you, and like, what keeps you so active in making this type of stuff?
Honestly, it's just a form of therapy, even performance art and stuff like that. Honestly, I just started this project because I used to be in a band called Ravati,
uh-huh.
and we were doing our thing, and it was wonderful. And then, well, you know, everybody goes their own ways. Everybody grows, you know. Everyone takes their separate paths. But I was like, I'm still not done, man. I love performing. Mm-hmm. So I actually started making music just to get back into performing. I'm really into performance art and, you know, captivating people. It's nothing's better than when you walk into a bar or a pub or whatever. And, you know, you kind of get those weird looks like, oh, who's this guy with the contacts on and overalls and shit yeah. like that. And so you're already getting that animosity. But then when you start, you see that face turn from kind of negative to interested to, wow, this is a unique experience. I want to fucking get it on yeah. my camera. Nothing beats that feeling, you know what I mean? It's kind of like just winning someone over. So yeah, so I mean, that's what drives me, the performance. And then yeah. well, the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
So that really kind of took me to a place where it's like, okay, well, are you still going to be creative without the performance? And it's hard, but again, I'm into music, video production and stuff yeah. like that. So that's its own world.
And that's not easy.
No, no, it's not. Yeah, a lot of time and a lot of effort. And you got to go out there. And sometimes when you're by yourself out there with just a tripod, I mean, you look like an idiot. You know, there's this Instagram page that it says influencers out in the wild.
Yeah.
And they actually have people recording other people recording themselves. You know, you can't get away with shit these days. So, but even then, I think that that's interesting. You know what I mean? There's always an outlet for somebody else, you know, even if it's at the expense of somebody else. So I thought that was interesting. The influencers out in the wild.
You know, even though you could look, I guess, a little odd in the making of chopping it together in the end, like editing it together. That's
There's no better payoff.
That's a whole like another thing. It's difficult, and it does pay off.
Yeah, know? I mean, that's what I look forward to when I'm out there getting those shots and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, you can only hope that out of those 100 takes that you do, man, that you get back and you're like, that looks awesome, cool. I can milk this 8-second clip and just integrate it, you know, throughout.
So that's all you. The video production stuff is all you.
Cool. I call it Boosty Productions, and Boosty Productions has been active since 2011. I started, I moved out to California, lived in like a parking lot for a month, and then finally got a job, lived out in Garden Grove for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I made two little short films.
Oh, cool.
And that was, I mean, they were only like 8 minutes long or whatever, but that was the groundwork to what led into, okay, well, that was pretty hard. Music videos are way easier. So,
where can people see those? Can people?
I don't think I want people to see those, but no, I'm just playing. I'm sure if you just put in Stevie Ray Bustamante, the briefcase or something will pop up, man. But
yeah. Oh, that's why you're Boosty Bustamante.
Yeah, exactly. You're the only one who's gotten that, actually. Because they're like, Boosty, Boasty, what does that mean? I'm like, well, my last name is Bustamante. They're like, oh, I still don't get it.
I'm going to just give you a boost spiritually. Yeah.
Boost mobile, whatever.
What do you have planned for the fall?
Right now, I'm taking
new song, new video.
Well, I am working on a beat right now. I just haven't gotten... I already have it like in three... I think I made it to like 3 minutes. But that's it. It's just the beat. You know, it's still so raw. It's just there. It's just waiting. It's just waiting to be messed with, tampered with. I haven't gotten to it yet because thankfully I've been getting some shows popping up here and there. Like I said, this Irving, Texas show, just like in the beginning of the month, I wasn't really planning on doing it. And then, people kept up with you and you're like, all right, man, like, so is it going to happen? And I was like, well, who are the other bands going out? You know, I don't want to be the only El Paso guy out there. And it's kind of scary, man, because I have a lot of gear. I take about the same time that a band takes to set up. You know, it's a lot of wires and shit like that. So,
yeah.
You got to be very mindful to what places you're going to go out and perform in. You know, you're going to be alone. I'm trying to take care of my merch. I'm trying to take care of my gear. I'm trying to take care of the car out there. You know, you don't want to.
Yeah, you got
to
know who's going.
You don't want people to fucking break. You don't want to turn into that case where, oh, this fucking traveling dude just got his shit broken into and he's going home with nothing. So, I mean, there's a lot of shit.
Hope not.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of shit you got to be mindful about. So I was just very adamant. Well, who are the other two El Paso bands going? And so she finally hit me up saying, Mia Antifa and Love Street.
Yeah,
so I was
cool.
Okay, cool, man. At least there's a group of us going. You know, we can all watch each other's back. We have our little group chat going on. So we're like, okay, like, can we
EP
make
EP Force?
Yeah, you know, let's like make this an EP collective, you know?
Yeah.
And so I told him, like, hey, get some stickers, man. Get some merch going, you know? So, because I'm going to have my little merch table out there. It'd be even cooler if we can have, like, an El Paso table, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
So, that's what we got planned for right now. So, that's all I have been focusing on right now.
We're almost done. Please, do not forget to subscribe and share. Thank you.
Besides YouTube, where else can people find your music?
I'm with DistroKid, so theoretically it should be on most platforms, like Apple, Spotify, Deezer, all that good stuff.
Bandcamp and SoundCloud?
I do have a SoundCloud. I don't use it anymore, though, because I just noticed a lot of people don't use it, and I'd rather if you're going to, you know, have a quick link to click, I'd rather you just go to my YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've gotten into, like, the looping videos for... Yeah. Bless you. Bless you, Ms. Betty. So that's why I've gotten into the looping videos, in case I didn't want to like release a music video for something, but I still want it out there. All right, here's a, you know, that's easy to edit, quick little 9-second loop of something trippy, and boom, bless you again. Look
bless
at you,
Betty. So you direct people to your YouTube channel?
Yes, which is under the hell is it under
think I have it here.
It's Boosty, probably.
Boosty Productions?
Boosty Productions, yeah. Yeah, so that's what that's under. And I'm on Instagram, you know. Honestly, all my links are on Instagram, so if that makes it easier.
On Instagram, you are?
A Boosty, which only because the Boosty didn't come out, you know, all those damn tag names. So that's spelled B-O-O-S-T-A-A-A-Y. I know, it sounds so funny when I try to say that during shows, too. So I'm just like, you know what, man, just hit me up.
How many A's is that?
I know, right? Yeah. You can find me on Facebook under Boosty, B-O-O-S-T-Y. I should come up. If I don't, then just find me under Stevie Ray Bustamante.
Are you on anything else?
I think that's about it. Those are kind of the major platforms right now. I try to do a TikTok, and I uploaded Vuelve on there. And it came out cool, whatever. And then I uploaded my faceless video. And then it said, the music in this video cannot be played in this country. And I was like, when the hell did I say that it couldn't be played in this country?
It's weird.
So that pissed me off, and I deleted my TikTok.
TikTok madness.
Yeah. So I don't know what that meant, but there was no point in having my video up there if you couldn't hear the audio.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, my brothers and my sisters, A Conjuring awaits. I hope you can catch one of my shows here in El Paso. Or if you're somebody listening to this in New Mexico or somewhere in Texas, I promise you, I'm going to bust my ass to try to find places to go out there and perform. And like I said, A Conjuring awaits.
Awesome, man. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me, man.